Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
They're creepy, slimy, slow, and they eat all of our leafy vegetables in our yard and garden. The slugs are back, and with us on the line for this week's edition of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, Matt.
So how many slugs have you squashed so far in your gardens?
Well, the last few days with the lovely weather we're having, which was needed. Oh, there's a big fat one. I'm actually walking around the garden. There's some fat ones out in the open just waiting to be sacrificed to the gardening gods. But they are out there. And yeah, 5 or 10 a day, depending on how much work I'm doing in the garden, they are appearing on the edge of the boxes and crawling up, and they're chewing on turnip greens and lettuce greens, cabbages, kale, you name it. They're chewing and breeding.
So we've talked about this in previous years, previous editions, that the between the finger squishing method, the hammer on top, that's kind of been kind of the preferred method.
Yeah, for two bricks, you know, you have bricks laying around the garden, you know, there's another brick beside it there. Yeah, the hammer and anvil works quite nicely, making the rounds and the evening, or I guess during the day, have the holster with the little ammonia and water sprayer is good. And it's an ongoing battle. I believe, and I've talked to other folks who I think we agree that there's less slugs this year. And probably part of that's because of that cold, dry winter probably killed off some of them. But they are breeding. There are more. I've seen some tiny, tiny little ones so that have come up recently. So they're with us. They're, you know, these are the hardy survivors.
You mentioned the ammonia and water. What can we do, though, to keep them from breeding before we catch them or melt them? How do we get rid of those eggs before they lay them?
Yeah, well, ideally, yeah, prevention by doing first garden cleanup. I mean, that, and of course, that would have started last fall, but even now, as plants die back, you know, removing any dead and dying vegetation, they'll hide underneath that. I mean, we have, if you've got rocks, boards, other stuff. Here, I can see the two of them. They're approaching each other. I guess we don't need to do a play-by-play. But still.
That might be a morning edition first here, you know, live extermination of slugs.
Okay, yeah, I know. It might be better with a video.
Okay.
But still. The cleanup really is a big part of it, so we remove the habitat to start with, so there's fewer places for them to hide. Out in my neighborhood at least, I do have newts, which eat slugs. That's a good thing. Unfortunately, the toad population is way down. They eat slugs. Folks talk about ducks that eat slugs. Chickens, not so enthusiastic about that. So cleanup first, certainly baiting and using one of the pet safe, bird safe products like Sluggo, hiding that underneath containers, boards, shingles, and that sort of thing will help. We're never going to get rid of them. I mean, they are here. There's, if for those folks who have lawns, you know, of course, lawn is a four-letter word to me, but lawn is a slug breeding area where, you know, lots of them hang out, and especially if you've got them around your garden boxes. So it's trying to keep the population down somewhat. And again, going around with the ammonia spray, you shoot them with that. It's like a half and half ammonia and water. Acts as a fertilizer for the plants at the same time, a nitrogen fertilizer. And other folks have a little bucket of salt water and other things. So it's an ongoing battle. We're not going to win, but we can think that we are trying to keep up.
You mentioned the commercially available slug bait. There's also another other measures that we've talked about earlier, including beer traps.
Using stale beer works. Some cheap beer to attract that is an attraction. So again, you can put those out in small containers that are partially covered, or even just have, you know, beer bottles on their side with a little, you know, an inch of beer in the bottom, so that the slugs crawl in, and I suppose they die a happy death, I guess. That's certainly one way of doing it, too. But again, for all of the stuff that we're using baits, we do want to keep it covered. so it doesn't get diluted by the rains or washed out, or eventually it breaks down and then you have to replace, which I suppose means drinking some more beer, but for the last little bit.
Okay, any other measures that we should keep in mind here?
If somebody could probably have a business, you know, if they have trained ducks that they could hire out on a regular basis. So there's an opportunity, I think.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Ed.
Okay, you're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk. Weekly feature here on KTOO Juno. At least during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can also sign up for the podcast on our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk. Pulling weeds and picking stones. Latest forecast for the Capital City calls for more rain for today, tonight, and tomorrow. Flood warning still in effect for the Capital City area, with high today about 60 degrees. Low tonight should be in the 50s. Low tomorrow night in the Mendenhall Valley should be in the mid-40s. Tune my body and my brain to the music from the land.